Greetings. I'm Bob Geckler with a thought from Calvary. What do you hope for? Perhaps you hope for a great vacation or a big contest win. Perhaps you hope for good grades or a more successful job. Perhaps you hope for world peace or an end to hunger and disease. How many times have you said, "I hope this pain will go away"? If you are like me, you have said or heard such things, or some variation, far too often. I wish for this. I hope for that. What we are expressing is hope for some outcome. By definition, hope is a desire with an expectation of fulfillment. To have hope, therefore, we must have trust in something or someone. From a well-known section of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. In a word, there are three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love. Hope made that list. Without hope, we have only despair and emptiness. We cannot see a possibility of anything getting better, whether our position in life, our health, or our world. What do you hope for? More importantly, in whom do you place that hope? The psalmist says in Psalm 39, "You indeed have made my days short in length, and my lifespan as nothing in your sight. Yes, every mortal man is only a vapor. Certainly, man walks about like a mere shadow. Indeed, they frantically rush around in vain, gathering possessions without knowing who will get them. Now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you." Our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in Jesus. But there are so many things that are wrong. Our health is bad. Our finances are in a rut. There is war. There is suffering. Where is Jesus? Well, he is not bound in a book. He is not locked in a sanctuary. Where is he? He is in your heart. He is in you. He is in me. He is that close all the time. Do you feel desperation? Is hope fading? Have you really looked to Jesus? Have you taken your cares and problems to him with hope and a real trust that Jesus will be there for you? There are accounts in the Gospels of Jesus healing the sick, raising the dead, and lifting the burdens of sins. You can go to him. He will be there. But you have to believe in him. The words of hymn writer Edward Mote, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." Our hope is in the Lord Jesus. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, I am filled with cares and fears. Many times all seems hopeless and futile to me, but I believe in you, Jesus, and in you I place my hope and my trust. In your holy name, amen. I'm Bob Geckler. To request a copy of this message or to listen to our podcast, simply visit our website at www.calvary.ecucom.ro. That's calvary.ecucom.ro. May the peace, the grace, and the Spirit of Christ be upon you.